you have to be in one meditative style is to look at all the things in your life and keep surrendering what there is about it, aversion or attachment. So this is a willingness to surrender attachments and aversions. Do I really care if the rattlesnake kills me? To tell you the truth, no. No, why not now? I mean, later it's certain, so why not now? What's the difference? You're going to be leaving the body any day, so. Whereas today or tomorrow, it doesn't really make any difference, does it? That capacity then to surrender, to let go, is a form of love. See, we call love a calibrated level of consciousness, but actually all these things from here up are all forms of love. This is love in the form of the capacity to tell the truth about yourself. That's why being sensitive is a very indicative that you need help. If you get offended by things, feel uncomfortable about them, you better see your doctor. Because if you really accept who you are, nothing can make you feel uncomfortable. Nothing can be, injurious to your self-esteem, because if you're quite evolved, you don't have any self-esteem. How can people injure your self-esteem when you don't have any? I said to people, what do you need self-esteem for? Does a bird need self-esteem to fly? It doesn't need self-esteem. I mean, this is an appurtenance that you pass around to yourself. There's always somebody in the news, 6:30, whose sensitivities have been offended. I mean, you can't live in this world without offending somebody's sensitivity nowadays. You get up and give the lady her seat, she feels offended because you're insulting her that feminine is weaker than male or something. If you hold the door, if you don't hold the door. So, I mean, you're offending somebody no matter what you do, you see? Nothing? So every night somebody's offended by something. What was it this week? This week there was a group in Berkeley that might be offended if they showed the red, white, and blue on the campus. To celebrate 9/11, there was a group that politically felt people might be offended by showing the red, white, and blue on the campus. So you can be offended by the flag, you can be offended by anything. And lots of people are offended by God or any mention thereof. That's right, they have a political group. Don't they? I forgot all about that. Remove God from everything. E pluribus something or other. In blank we trust. The United States Treasury. The Constitution will have to rewrite that. The equality of man is guaranteed by the divinity, blank. We'll have to delete divinity of his origination. All right, so try to pretend, when you totally accept the reality of who you are, you can't be offended. You're fatso, they can call you any name they want to, shorty, four eyes, dumbbell, right. Somebody call you a liar, tell them I'm the best liar on the planet. You want to harm me, I'm worth a fortune. Yeah. You're bad looking. I say every time I look in the morning, I call 911. I think I look at myself in the mirror and I call 911. I mean, I'm so ugly. You say to yourself, the reason I have all these problems in life is because I'm so stupid and I'm so ugly. That's true. It's because I'm stupid. Well, all right. You see, once you accept the possible downside of everything, nobody can offend you. You're greedy. Yeah, I am greedy. I'm Mr. Green, man. Give me what I want. You know what I mean? You just become that which people say you are. You're impervious. There's nothing you can say. So, you see, we can't make neuroticism the law of the land. You're not going to be able to not offend somebody, see? Because some people are going to be offended if you do, and some people are going to be offended if you don't. Consequently, you're always going to offend somebody, so live with it. You're offended when you go through the line in the airport, so be offended. I mean, if it's your problem, if you're offended, that's the law of the land right now. So, context then. So truth then, what we call truth, which is usually just content, depends on context. What's truth today is not truth tomorrow. What's appropriate today is not appropriate tomorrow. What's appropriate in this circumstance is not appropriate in that circumstance. You see what I'm saying? The difficulty then with one irrationality is it doesn't understand that meaning comes out of context, not just content. So the political position that is causing most of the aggravations in society right now is the inability to discern that context totally changes content. What's suitable in peace is not the same as suitable in war. What's suitable in the inner city streets is not suitable in Park Avenue in sight. And so what is appropriate shifts depending on context, who, when, the totality of the universe. So context is really the totality of the whole history of the entire universe. And if people are going to insist on looking for a cause, you tell them the cause of it is the totality of the entire universe throughout all of time, and that's why this little piece of dust is sitting right where it is, you know. And trying to pin it on me, man, forget it. It's the universe's fault. I'd be some lawyer, wouldn't I? I'd love to be a lawyer, man. I just whoop them. Because I can see the lack of logic, and it's always one of confusing content, picking content out of context, and confusing the two, you know, see what I'm saying? And assuming causes when there is no such cause in the universe. Anyway, all right, the willingness to let go all blocks then. So this is a form of love. This is the courage to accept the truth of who you are. Yeah, I have a certain problem, and I'm going to go to a 12-step meeting about it. I told a lady that in the office this week. I thought she was going to buck me on it. And she said, oh, I'm going to go start going back to meetings. I thought, whoa, thank you, Lord. I have to argue with her. So a lot of people hit bottom here. This is where you hit bottom. All this stuff here is taking you to the point that it's not working anymore. And suddenly you become quite open, quite open. And neutral would mean, yeah, I don't care if I go to the meetings or I do go to the meetings. If you say I should go to the meetings, then I'm willing. Because I accept that I got a problem, and I understand that. And eventually out of lovingness, so the reason to continue it really is out of lovingness for yourself and others. All right, so this is the great block, though. This is the great block that we said 22% of the population crosses this line here. 87% is down here. 87% can't use kinesiology to tell the truth about anything. It doesn't work for them. Well, alright, the willingness to surrender all the blocks to love, then, are really what spiritual work is about. You don't have to seek love, you don't have to learn about love, there's nothing required about love. Because when the blocks that prevent it are removed, it comes in like a tsunami. It just wipes you out. And anybody who's been in that bliss state knows. It's ultra powerful. It just takes over and wipes out anything that is not love.